Hey guys, I'm Sara Kivinen, and yes, that's my real name. This isn't like that time that guy in my Russian class asked for my number, and I didn't want to give it to him, but I didn't want to reject him in front of everybody, so I just kind of made a sound, and then he put his number in my phone and tried to text himself, and I turned off my phone on flight mode so it wouldn't send. Oh, good. Someone laughed at that. That was better than I expected. Okay, we're going to have a great time tonight. So after hearing my name, you guys all probably think I'm Armenian, huh? My two best friends are Armenian. I grew up next to Glendale. I fucks with the Nizouk. It makes sense. No, I'm actually Finnish. Okay, be honest. How many of you right now don't know what country that's from? Raise your hands. It's okay. I'm not going to shame you too bad here. I get all that out of my system when I moonlight as a dominatrix. It's fine. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Okay, that's about the amount I expected. Okay, so Finnish people are from Finland. That's where my dad is from. He's actually from a town on the Finnish-Russian border. And if you know your history, you just got really nervous right now. Yeah, so I'm both Finnish and Russian. We're actually part of an ethnic group that blends both called Karelian. But nobody here really cares about that. So anyway, my family identifies way more with being Finnish. And let me tell you, with everything going on right now, I feel very lucky that that's the case. How many of you just got, like, irrationally angry when I mentioned that I'm Russian? Hey, I'm not blaming you. Fuck Putin. My family has been plying to off him for years. And besides, my own grandpa told me to never date a Russian, so I really can't get mad at you for that. No, seriously, I mean, come on. We're Americans, so 90% of you have no idea. But Finns and Russians used to hate each other. When I visited my best friend in Finland, he told me to never speak Finnish in public because I sound too Russian and somebody would think I'm a prostitute. Now that's just sexist, right? I told him I wouldn't be a prostitute, I'd be a drug dealer. There's a fucking difference, Suka. Like, you guys don't understand the grudge an angry Finnish person can hold. My great-grandpa was Russian. He spoke Russian. But he supported Finland's independence from Russia and got put in a prison camp by the Bolsheviks, and he escaped. So this guy refused to ever speak Russian again, and that included common words like vodka. If you didn't call vodka kosu around him, he would Molotov cocktail your fucking car, I swear to God. My aunt had a roommate in college, and I'm pretty sure he would have driven a tank through the UCLA campus screaming, Karilata Akash! Okay, so that was a joke for the one other Finnish person in the audience. You're welcome for that. But like, this all being said, I was such a rebel. I mean, I was a good Catholic girl, so I didn't drink or smoke. And kissing boys gets you immediately pregnant, so no. But everybody has a rebellious phase, right? So I learned Russian. And let me tell you, my grandpa was so pissed off. This was my dad's dad. And the thing is, my mom and my dad's dad hated each other. So the more pissed he got about me learning Russian, the more my mom supported it. My mom drove me down to UCLA from Santa Clarita 3 days a week one summer when I was 15, just so I could learn Russian. That's how much she hated my grandpa. She weighed the options and felt that bracing 405 traffic during morning rush hour was worth it to stick it to that stubborn old bastard. And I think she would have taken it even further. You don't know my mom, okay? She is 5'1", 120 pounds, and she just thrives on concentrated rage. Someone teased my mom for talking too much 15 years ago, and my mom still smack talks that bitch every chance she gets. You don't piss off Mary Jean Benedict Gautrecker and emerge with your self-esteem intact. My mom would do a way better job moonlighting as a dominatrix. And here's the thing. My mom is smart as fuck. She has her master's degree in exercise physiology and biology. And like, I'm a biochemist and I wouldn't even know that's a thing. Except she will tell you every day that she has a master's degree in exercise physiology and biology. And she has really bad arthritis, and physiologists in hospitals have to lift patients up constantly, so she's unable to work. And do you know where all that energy goes when an intelligent, short, very angry woman can't work anymore? It goes into keeping your daughters in fucking line. I mean, my mom only hugged us when we deserved it. And an example of that would be when I got a 2200 on my SAT. Because to her, hugs are for children whose mothers gave up on them surviving in the real world. My boyfriend is Filipino. Any Filipinos in the crowd? Yeah, okay, okay. I won't make any jokes about Duterte then. Okay, so anyway, he has the sweetest mom on the planet. His mom once called me honey, and I swear to God, it was the first time I ever felt nurtured by an older woman. I looked at my boyfriend, and I just said, she's now my mommy. We can't date anymore. I'm sorry, it's incest. No, so my mom really does love us a ton. I know this because if anyone tried to mess with me and my sister, the claws come out. You do not fuck with Mary Jean Benedict Kivinen's daughters. Uh-uh. My mom learned how to swear at people in Finnish just so she could scream that she's going to shove a spatula up someone's ass. This is a direct quote, by the way. I am not making this up. So my mom is not Finnish, and that always surprises people that my dad's the quote-unquote exotic one. And the thing is, my dad's extended family wasn't very nice to my mom, which is why she hated my grandpa. Plus, my mom's Catholic, and my dad's family's all Protestant, so that just added fuel to the fire. But trust me, my mom is not traditional. My mom used to get mad at me when I got dressed in the morning because my shorts weren't short enough. She would say, if I wanted to dress like a nun, I could just go off and become one. And my mom taught my sister and I not to take any shit from men. She told me, and this is a true story, I shit you not, my mom told me that if a guy ever forced himself on me, I should take a knife my dad gave me, because Finnish people, we all have knives, they're called pukos, and slice his dick off, in her words, like a salami, and serve it up on a charcuterie board. She wanted me to slice it up. I said that sounds too involved for me, and she just goes, well, Sarah, it's not like you're going to keep it as a trophy. Thank you so much. You guys have all been absolutely wonderful. I'm Sara Kivinen. Come find me if you need help spelling my last name, and have a great night.